Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news. Well, in place of entertainment news today, we'll have a very special guest joining us. It is Tommy's wife, Mrs. Jackie Miles. She's going to come on and tell us her journey as we continue to celebrate the nephew's return to work. We're so happy. You don't want to miss it, but right now it is time to ask the Riddalo, that is the Ready to Love Officer and Junior. All right,
Here we go. Come on,
Cletus. Harley in Lafayette writes, my brother and I are competitive by nature, so we have a big barbecue cook-off every year. My wife and his wife do the side dishes, and they started a friendly competition, too. Our guests typically prefer my wife's collard greens and fried corn. Should we have a come-to-Jesus meeting with my sister-in-law?
Oh, that's a fight. See, that's going to be some drama. I think y'all just let it happen. What y'all shouldn't have done is you should not have let these ladies start competing, too. It was all right when it was just two brothers competing with some barbecue. Now you done brought the ladies in, and now you don't understand. Side dishes are sensitive to the entire family. They sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay? Potato salad, we already know, sensitive. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese, that's sensitive. These are sensitive things.
That you don't really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is sensitive. Now you want to have a come to Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to have a come to Jesus meeting. Now you want to tell her food ain't worth a good doggone. Now you trying to do this. What you finna do is mess up the family. That's what you about to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Yeah. You know what I think, though? I really think you need to tell her. Okay. You know, it's bad food at a barbecue. Somebody need to let the person know you need to stop cooking this. But don't tell her. Tell your brother, and then let him tell her. Somebody need to know. Mm-hmm. Somebody need to know these baked beans ain't bacon. I know that. They're not. This potato salad hot. Okay. Potato salad hot. Let me tell you something. Your wife potato salad hot. Okay.
Okay. No more big barbecues for that family.
Don't tell her because she don't get mad. Over. But you can tell her husband, though. He knows.
It's over. All right, moving on to Frederica in Newport. Frederica writes, my boyfriend always makes inappropriate comments about my body. He thinks it's cute and can't see how they are offensive. Today he said he loves how my chunky thighs wiggle when I walk. Sir, that's offensive. He even slapped my left thigh and said, look, should I slap him the next time he does it?
No, that's just love. That's all that is. That's love, baby.
Love.
Don't slap your man. You know how much slapping I be doing around this house? Mm-hmm. I be doing some slapping around here, ain't it? Carla and Shirley, y'all married.
Yes.
Ain't there some slapping going on around there?
Yeah, but never the word chunky, though, with all of that. Chunky that she didn't like. I'm telling you. She didn't like
Shirley, chunky. Being in Jerry's got chunky monkey ice cream. Chunky is a good word. Ain't you looking at it wrong?
Thick is probably with thighs.
Yeah.
Thick is good. Thickalicious is good.
All that's fine, but not chunky.
Oh, yeah. It's just a conversation.
Booty slapping has to happen in every household. Every black household, there's some booty slapping.
Okay? Going on.
So let's get that understood.
It's going on here.
We know that.
I've been doing this, but my whole thing is that she missing the point, though. Because he said today he loves. See, he loves chunky.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Okay?
Yes.
You need to come on with your comments like, boy, stop. Quit playing. Where are your comments at? Help this thing.
You
play too much. Go on with your chunky thighs, girl. You know I like to see you walk. Where your comments at? Come on chunky. Back in here.
Looking like some oxtails up in here.
Looking like some this fat back thigh you got on. Girl, you better come on in here.
What if she said with your big jiggly belly? What if
I'm gonna raise my shirt, slap it.
Let it jiggle. Let it jiggle.
You're not in denial. You're not in denial.
Come on. It's what you like.
All right, moving on to Dorian in Portsmouth. Dorian says, I'm a 47-year-old divorced woman and my ex-husband is remarried and his wife is pregnant. They're having a girl and he wants to name her Dorian. His wife believes that he is still in love with me.
What is wrong
should
with
I
this
tell
woman?
This pregnant? Yeah. Should I tell this pregnant woman that her husband is in fact still in love with me and tells me all the time?
Dude, why you can't get nothing close to a Dorothy, Dorita,
Dorothy,
the Demacia? You can get some D's, but you ain't got to go directly to her name. What's wrong with you, fool?
Demacia.
Demacia.
Yeah, he's wrong for that.
He really is.
Daconda. I knew a Daconda.
Dorvetta.
What's that? Dorvetta. Okay.
Dorvetta.
Yeah, Carla, what you got?
So this happened. My mom said she was pregnant with me. Mm-hmm. And my dad wanted to name me. First, he wanted to name me Denise. Then he wanted to name me Cookie. My mom turned around and grabbed his shirt. Who the blank is Denise and Cookie?
Yeah.
Ooh. Cookie Farrell. I like it.
Denise Farrell. So I guess this happens more than we know.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, tell her.
Find another name for your baby, man.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This is our last one, guys. Octavia in Poughkeepsie says, I'm 38. My boyfriend is 68. Okay.
Oh, wow.
He is a loving man with a big heart, but he's stingy with his money. At first, he was testing me, but a year later, he still won't help me out at all financially. He said, I wouldn't ask a man my age for money. And isn't it a rule that a man at any age should want to spoil his girlfriend? Come on, sexy.
68, he got a coin purse he got in his pocket. Reach in there and get you some. Get you a quarter out of there. There you go. Get you some. You remember that when your uncle used to do that? Get in there and get you some. Get you a quarter out of there. Go on, get you some.
So happy. We were so happy.
You a old ass man is what you got.
Yeah.
With a big
asking
heart.
Him for money.
Big heart, but stingy. Mm. And they've been together for a year.
I don't even care about asking for the money, but he's not going to be your boyfriend for very much longer. About five more years, this is all out the window. By the time you're 43, this going to be about damn near close to the end here. I don't see how you right now. You concerned about the money you getting. You need to be concerned about his health. I don't see him being around much longer. And don't worry about it. Just be there for him.
You're going to get all the money in a minute.
Yeah, everything.
Just be patient.
Yeah, just be patient.
Ride it out. You finna get it all in a minute.
Yeah. When he asks you what you doing, waiting. Just what I'm doing. Waiting.
I
know this ain't going to be long.
All right. Thank you, Riddalo and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.